Welcome. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Narcis, the show where we affirm, celebrate, and play with the creative, healing, guiding power of dreams, coincidence, and imagination. For others, when she talks about dreams, is she manages magically to get more out of me and more out of others, I think, than we would ever have imagined. I remember once, just the background, I was flying on an airplane with Carol. We were going to O'Hare Airport on the way to somewhere else to a workshop. And I shared with Carol a one-line dream report. 2 hours later, she was still asking me questions and giving me leads and cues that were prompting me to bring so much more out of the dream space, which I think was there. I think I was adding to it, of course, through imagination as we went on. But by the time we got to Chicago, I had page after page of notes, and I told Carol, when I went home, I wrote 5,000 words of the novella. Unfortunately, I never finished it, but I did write this. From what had surfaced in 2 hours with Carol asking the right questions. So when we think about all the things we might do with dreams and consider that one of them is try to get more from the dream space than we initially remember, and in that way understand more of what's actually going on by bringing back more of the experience as opposed to a summary, a broken set of fragments, a bit of analysis. Carol's really good at this. There are two ways of doing it. One of them is to go back inside the dream, and we'll talk about that too. All right. You ready, Carol?
Okay. No pressure here, right?
Well, I don't know that applause is pressure. Applause normally lifts the pressure. All right. So I've given the dream a title, which is one of the things that we always ask each other to do, and the title is The Big Crack, and it's a very simple, short dream report. There is a tremendous network of caves or caverns under a city, the cold northern city. I'm not sure where it is. Feels like it's somewhere in the north of the UK, northern England or Scotland, but I'm not sure. And the city feels a bit old, a bit Victorian. Maybe it's another time. I'm not sure. Anyway, it's a cold northern city, rather dark, and there is a huge network of caves or caverns under the city. And it seems that most people don't know about them, don't even know they exist. And it seems that nobody has explored all of them entirely. Well, there is a simple man. He's a good man. You feel his goodness. He's a good, simple man. He's dressed very simply. You know, it occurs to me that he feels like the best kind of Franciscan. That's what he feels like. I'm not sure. There's no indication that he is a Franciscan. But he feels like a brother, and he feels like someone who is close to nature and close to spirit. And he has volunteered. In fact, he's just going to do this. He's going to go down through what he calls the Big Crack. He calls his whole environment the Big Crack, his whole underground environment. It's not just the entrance, not just the way. He calls the whole thing the Big Crack. And this is significant because the city fathers and the scientific establishment, they want to give another name to this pattern of caves. They want to call it the Great Cave, and they want to give it the Latin version of that cave, that name. But for the simple man, it's simply the Big Crack. He's going to go down there, and he's going to go by himself, and there's some sadness in the atmosphere of a leave-taking now, because we know he won't be able to come back, and he's accepted this. He's on an assignment. It's very important for everybody, maybe for the world, that he should go down into these dark places. What exactly he's going to do, I don't know. There's a feeling he's going to succeed in becoming some kind of an oracle. In other words, that some kind of messages, some kind of guidance will be available coming from him somehow from the Big Crack. And, you know, we feel, there's a group of us, I'm not sure who the others are, but there's a group of us, we feel great gratitude and some sadness as we go through what now feels like a leave-taking, as the simple man is getting ready to go into the Big Crack and remain there and do whatever job he's taken on. So this is the dream.
Wow. And so that's what you titled it, The Big Crack, right?
The Big Crack.
And what were your feelings?
I felt intrigued. I felt some sadness. I felt the sadness that you feel if you're saying goodbye to an old friend. But I would say that probably stronger than the sadness was the feeling of intrigue and curiosity. I mean, I was very vividly intrigued.
And you think that it's let's talk about what you might recognize. You're in a cold northern dark. Do you recognize any of the terrain?
Well, it could be. I mean, I've been to cold northern cities, and actually I've been to cold southern cities. There are cold southern cities in Australia. But it feels like somewhere like Birmingham, which I don't know very well, or Glasgow, northern England or Scotland. I mean, it could be. It feels northern European. I think they speak English. I think there's a Victorian feel to it. So it feels like somewhere perhaps in the north of the UK, where it can be very cold and grey and wet and there's that quality. It's not, I wouldn't say that the city is depressed or depressing. It's just cold and grey.
So it's old and grey, it's northern, it might be winter.
It might be winter. I don't think I see snow, but it's all very grey. I would add that there is a feeling of a slightly earlier time. It might be just that the architecture is very Victorian. But there's also the feeling in the dream that they don't have some technology we have today. For example, nobody really knows what's going on in the caves, but it seems they don't have the kind of equipment, the kind of ground-penetrating radar, for example, that would show people today what is down below the earth. That kind of equipment started coming in a century ago. But it feels as if they don't have it. So there's a slightly kind of 19th century Victorian feel to the whole thing.
And you're what are you doing there?
What am I doing there? Well, it's a good question. I seem to be observing. I seem to be slightly more active than observing. As if I'm part of some committee or an informal committee anyway that's gathered to look into this and maybe support this man who's going on this assignment. I mean, the phrase Royal Society comes to mind. I mean, this is a famous British institution which supported and sponsored scientific expeditions and that kind of thing. It actually feels as if, in the context of the dream, I have some kind of advisory role for some kind of council or committee that's involved with this. It seems as if I'm a bit more than... I'm not a disembodied observer. It seems as if I'm an active observer in the sense that I'm with a group that is trying to monitor and understand what's going on in the context of the dream.
And the man, is there anything more you recognize about him? Like you said, he might be Franciscan. Can you tell what he's wearing?
He's wearing very simple, soft clothes. I mean, I'm tempted to say he's wearing a sweater or a jumper, the English would say, and slacks. He's got very short hair, perhaps slightly bald. He's pleasant in the middle. He's unremarkable. He's not someone you would notice in the street, but there is a quality of simplicity and innocence and goodness about him. He seems like a man who, you know, has never been for show, has never been for self-advancement. He seems like a man who has lived quietly and simply and is concerned with service.
And the caves, is there anything familiar about the caves?
Well, I didn't actually see much of the caves. I mean, nobody's seen much of them, I think. This man might have gone further than most of us. What I mostly noticed in the dream and remember afterwards is it's very dark in there. It's very dark indeed. If there's light, it would be somewhere on some level that you can't see from the entrance. I'm really just looking through the entrances. I haven't gone into the caves in the dream. It's very dark.
And do you know anything about the people that are with you?
Well, not until you ask me. Starting to pull up images, and it's still very Victorian. I mean, they seem to be people in Victorian clothes, men with beards and frock coats and that kind of thing. I think there are a couple of ladies, a couple of women, and they're dressed rather formally. But there is this period feel.
And do you see him leave, the man leave?
I can see him now. See, I told people in advance, you're very good at getting more information from a dreamer than they have to begin with. I can see him now. I'm not sure that in my recollections of the dream I did see this, but I'm seeing him now going down a slope, into the depths of the cave and beginning to diminish in size, and then he's just a very faint figure.
We're in the dreaming now. Do you have a sense that he has a mission, and you're there to observe it? Do you understand anything about the mission? Does he say anything?
I think he believes, and perhaps we believe as a group, that what is going on in these mysterious caves in the Big Crack, through the Big Crack, affects the survival of everything. It might even affect the survival of humanity in some sense, that there is some mystery here which is huge. There has to be someone with the courage to confront the mystery, to face whatever is to be found down there, which may or may not be terrifying, and in a sense to report back, to maybe to negotiate or to deal on behalf of humanity with something, and in a sense to report back, because there is a sense that he is in some way going to become an oracle, that there will be an oracle in the sense that the oracles speak of a divine intention, of a divine will, that in some way he's going to be able to convey messages that humanity needs to hear. All of that. It feels like it's hugely, hugely important, but that's about the most I can say about it for now. Thank you for asking.
Do you think any part of this is actually playing out or could play out in the future in some way?
Well, symbolically, I think it's all, it is all always, in a sense, playing out. I think we always need people who have the courage and the willingness to self-sacrifice, to take on things on behalf of others, on behalf of humanity itself. I will add, Carol, that my general intention last night, it wasn't very specific, but my general intention was to dream in the area of our theme for today, which is in the area of spiritual guides as they appear in dreams. So when we get to that point, my main interest is in linking what's going on here to the theme of how guides and guidance might appear in dreams, the different forms they might take. I will add that I have been preparing new material for new courses and classes on oracles. I've been studying again how ancient oracles operated, what people hope to find in contact with them. You know, many of them are associated with deep places in the earth. So when I say oracle repeatedly, I'm noting that I've been spending a lot of time thinking about different forms of oracle and the way that the oracle can speak of divine intention.
Because you're volunteering, that's exactly what I was wondering. What was your connection with oracles these days? And you're saying that, you're studying this, you're deepening in that.
The famous Delphic Oracle was a cleft, a big crack in the ground with vapors rising, which some people thought might have influenced what the prophetess said, and others say it did not. But it is a deep crack, a deep ravine in the ground. And actually, I hadn't made that so all our wonderful conversation just then was between you and me. We were talking about oracles. We're talking about Delphi,
the famous
Delphic oracle. There's a big crack in the earth, and the prophetess is supposedly conveying the wishes of the deity, in poetry or not, above a crack in the earth. And I think that's the point, more or less, that we had reached. But
yeah,
now we are.
And you were making that connection that you hadn't made, hadn't quite made before.
Yes, I hadn't. Although I've been thinking about oracles, my mind had not actually gone to the big crack at Delphi until we started talking.
And then we experienced it, and we might wind up taking we might have to take a little break and come back and continue this dream. But let's continue just this with. What do you want to know? What are you curious? You still have more curiosity about this dream.
Well, as I said, I did set a general intention, and my general intention was to dream on the theme we announced for this conversation, which is spiritual guides and dreams,
and
ways that guidance appears in dreams. So I'm interested in what in the dream relates to that. What are we learning here about the forms of spiritual guidance, and is there anything, you know, specific to be taken from the dream and applied in some way?
Because, Robert, it's profound. To me, listening to this dream is profound, and I hope the listeners walk around inside this dream and wonder with you about the simplicity of the man. What's required? Sacrifice is required. But there's a certain simplicity that this man has. If this is my dream, I'm noticing there's a simplicity, there's a willingness to explore a depth and a breadth of even of darkness, of going where we're not sure where we're going, but willing to go there in order to bring back what? A message, hope, life, an oracle, wisdom for the world, and to find a way to do that. To me, this is a profound gift, and it might require going through darkness and chill. And there might be something. I wonder about the Victorian. Is there something about that time? Is there something about the wisdom of those days and that time? I guess I'd wonder. Maybe I'd be needing to do some research.
Carol, you are fading. We're having so much technical difficulty. Your voice is fading, coming and going. I'm catching most of it, but perhaps...
Really? And I'm speaking directly into the phone. Is it good now?
That's much better. Thank you. Much better. I caught most of it. Well, we do have to go into the... have to go into the dark in some ways in order to get the good stuff. I'm wondering where to take this in terms of application. I'm wondering whether I can possibly in some way talk to the simple man, whether I myself can try to fathom more of what's going on in the dark. And as you were talking about it, I was thinking, well, if it is the Victorian period, you know, this was the period when a lot of people who interest me were doing a lot of research around the frontiers of science and psychology and religion, you know, trying to understand, for example, how consciousness might live beyond the body and to prove that consciousness survives the death of the body. People like Frederick Myers and so on, people who interest me a great deal, were active in that period.
Well, and what about the necessity, if you think about the unconscious or going into the depths of ourselves, that I'm going to say, well, while we're in these bodies, there's a certain, say, incarnation and limitation. In the dreaming, there's a limitlessness. In the unconscious, we're connected to the eternal. And as we grow and deepen, we need to remember who we are, know more about who we are, and that involves the mystery of ourselves. And when I do that, even as an individual, it makes a difference for the world. And so we need to do it individually and collectively. I do my work, but we also do our work in, I'll say, community, in connection with one another.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, Carol. We'll come back and get some temporary closure on this. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. Our wonderful guest is Carol Davis. We'll be back after the break.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find The Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, here we go. Where's the dream of Robert Noss? Our wonderful guest is Carol Davis. I think we're going to close down our discussion of my dream of the big crack, fascinating though it is, but Carol's got to ask me if I'm going to take any action, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Is there anything you're going to do? Anything you need to do?
Well, you've given me all sorts of thoughts. I mean, I think I'll try and have another look and see, I'd ask myself a couple of questions. I mean, you know, is the simple man a part of me that's going into the dark and willing to sacrifice himself, maybe beyond my ordinary self?
Is this
whole thing part of some historical episode I need to understand a bit better? I'm very interested in that period in the human inquiry into consciousness and so on. And I guess if I'm going to come up with a bumper sticker of something like, we all go into the dark, right?
I hope you'll continue your work with the oracles.
Thank you. Yes. I'm working with the oracles. Yes, thank you. That's huge, actually, because I think I might be actually partly engaged in a new book at this point involving oracles. All right, Carol, I want to put a big question to you and let us talk about it for a few minutes, which is, you know, you've had so much experience. So many wonderful experiences of receiving guidance in various forms in dreams, whether it's in the form of ancient mother or a saint or an archangel or the bear or the raven. Talk to us a little bit about your experience of how guidance and perhaps the spiritual guide might show itself in dreams.
How the guide might show itself in dreams. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, you just named all of them. Some of them. Not all of them, of course. No, they're infinite, actually. The forms in which the guide might come can be that. It could be the hawk or the eagle flying high. It could be light shimmering down or light dancing on the water that draws us. It could be the trees. It could be the trees swaying in the breeze that somehow reaches out to us and in the dreaming and shows us rootedness and reaching high and changing. The bear certainly has been something that is part of my life and has shown himself, herself. The bear comes for me in different times and different ways, as often a sign of healing and all the gifts of healing, because the bear can hibernate and do all kinds of wonderful things and bring us to a deep time of introspection and also healing. There is one I call Ancient Mother, and when she comes, she is an aspect for me of the divine. She brings guidance and love, and recently has been showing up frequently in gardens and as an aspect of a grandmother. And this particular aspect of Ancient Mother that I'm now calling Grandmother from the Garden, if she's sort of a no-nonsense person, she'll take my hand and walk me to the place she recently showed me in a dream, where there were wonderful flowers that were old and heritage flowers. And then there was a whole section in the garden of never-befores. And I love that there were never-befores in the garden. And so she's showing me ways in which I can grow and ways in which I can have courage in the changes in my own life, in the work that I'm doing. So for me, I've been paying attention to grandmother, who also, by the way, knows how to prune. And so I'm taking a look at, are there things I need to let go of in my life? So that's just a few responses.
You know, we both had some experiences with the bear, and a couple of months ago, I guess, when I was really not feeling very well, I sort of asked for a message from the bear. And I had this impression of an enormous mother bear figure rearing up in the room. It was a hypnagogic impression. It was it was sort of translucent. And mama bear just says one word, Carol. She says salmon. So we went and we bought some salmon the next day, and I had salmon for dinner. And since then, you know, my eating and my appetite and other physical conditions improved greatly.
Yes, you can get guidance like that. Very simple, very direct, very clear. Salmon. Okay, then. If I had that experience, I would do exactly that.
It was actually both incredibly simple, incredibly obvious in retrospect, and incredibly healing, because I'd reached a point in my strange pattern of life where I basically couldn't eat a proper meal, I mean, like ever, I mean, just bits and pieces. But since that salmon dinner, I've been eating one decent meal, balanced meal every day, and doing much better. So it changed something in my relationship with food and the body by acting on that one message from the guide appearing as the bear, salmon.
Salmon. I like that. I have to say I can't eat salmon without thinking of the bear. Although there's occasionally a touch of honey when I'm thinking of the bear. So yes. And sometimes for me, if it's the hawk, then I feel that I need to take a wider view of things. I feel that I'm being guided to maybe I'm getting too small of a view, and I need the higher view, even if it's a problem or an issue or something that I'm thinking about. If hawk flies by in my waking reality or in my dreams, I'm being drawn to have that high and wide view. Excuse me.
Of course, the guide in dreams is likely to take the form that is appropriate for us in terms of what we can receive and perceive and what's appropriate to the situation. I mean, the guide can turn up in very unlikely costume. I sometimes said, I think there's a cosmic costume department, a spiritual guide, where they are dressed up in what is appropriate for different people. And you probably remember ages ago I asked for guidance on a theme, which was reaching lots of people with a book on dreaming. And I got this guy who looked like a cheap racetrack tout, smoking a very large, very bad cigar in a loud suit, misbehaving. And I'm looking at him in the dream, and I'm thinking, this is my guide. And he winks, and he says, it's about entertainment, kid. It's about entertainment. So at that point in my life, I needed to be reminded of something as simple as salmon, which is, if you want to eat people, don't make it a job of work all the time. Do something that brightens them up, livens them up, that they will find entertaining. So Morty said the New York way, as he called himself in the dream, was my guide, even my spiritual guide on that occasion.
I think that's important, because the spiritual guide can come to us in so many different forms. I was really interested in your guy in your other dream about this big crack, because there's been one that actually looks like a Franciscan to me, who wears something like a brown habit, who's really from another time and age, who has come to guide me at times, has taken me to the mountain, to a wonderful place where there's a lake, and I can swim, and it was helpful to me even during this whole pandemic, that it reminded me, I needed to get out on the river. For me, it was kayaking.
Yes.
So when he would show up, I'm going, okay,
getting out on
nature.
The river during the pandemic. Carol, we've got to take another break. We'll be back in a moment, and perhaps we'll spend a moment talking about dreaming in times of pandemic. You're listening to Way of the Dreamer with Robert Moss. Back after the break.
Where can you find out about dreams and the dream world? MossDreams.com. At MossDreams.com, you can find out about Robert Moss, his work, and discover the way of the dreamer. Read numerous articles and essays on almost every facet of dreams. Find out Robert's class and workshop schedule. Read reviews and so much more. Visit MossDreams.com to find your way of the dreamer. That's MossDreams.com.
Robert Moss has a deep engagement with the dream world, and now you can take a crash course from this master of active dreaming at your own pace. That's right. You can get Robert's 8 exciting half-hour programs on a new DVD set called Way of the Dreamer. Share Robert's story as a dreamer and dream healer. This dynamic 3-DVD set can help teach you how to find your way through your dreams to realize your full potential. Don't wait to learn the practical dreamwork techniques that can help you understand how to attain better health, emotional stability, spiritual awareness, and more. Order Way of the Dreamer DVDs today from Amazon.com or MossDreams.com. That's MossDreams.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
When you're looking for bedding, department store prices can shock you. Well, be shocked no more. Sell steak cheap, not cheap steak. That's the motto of Anna's Linens. Although they don't sell steak, they do sell the best bedding, bath, and home decor items. They strive to provide their merchandise at extreme value to their customers, and they do it. Great everyday prices on everything and military discounts. Plus, if you visit them online, they have clearance items and internet specials. Visit them online now at HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Dream worker, dream teacher. Carol, let's talk briefly about dreaming in the pandemic. What have you noticed about its effect on people's willingness to talk about dreams and what they seem to be dreaming?
Well, what has been interesting to me is I found people were willing to go deep. While there was fear and a sense of isolation at times, there was much more actually connection with birds, nature, people going out for walks, and then that coming into their dreaming. There was also though people, there were people who had dreams. I'm thinking of one woman who was just dreaming about her family and dreaming that they were sick. And what she discovered was they were doing some risky behaviors that could have gotten them to be exposed to COVID-19. And so she talked with them about it. So she used her dream to talk with her family, and they adjusted their behavior some. So they came through it okay.
Yeah.
They were not sick, but it was her fear and her concern about it. But what I found was people were quite willing and wanting to find ways to connect. And I was doing this by phone and by, you know, Zoom, because I was not meeting clients in person. And some continue to do their own inner work of healing about past abuse and all. They just were determined. I was impressed. They were determined to continue working.
Yeah, you can have one, for example, of the survival function of dreaming. I noticed a lot more people were willing to talk about dreams in relation to death. Of course, we had so much death around us. So many of us know people who died or came close to death, and sometimes were in a situation where they didn't have the degree of protection and guidance that they might have needed. And dreams were sometimes helping with that, I noticed. Sometimes people are dreaming of departed loved ones who are waiting for them or setting things up on the other side. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of dreams of that kind.
Mm-hmm. And then there was some searching. As it went on, because of the darkness, there were people I found people saying, you know, there was this kind of low-grade depression, but they felt that it was not just depression, that there was grief, that they were impacted by worldwide grief in a way. They felt it.
Yes.
And for some, it was what could they do to take care of themselves. And for some, it was a sense of compassion, a sense of wanting to bless, being called to, I want to say, bring light into the world.
Right.
I was thinking of people who...
I've been hearing more and more therapists and social workers using the word languishing. Have you heard this word used in this context?
Yes. Uh-huh.
It seems a very appropriate word, something that isn't full-blown clinical depression, but is the opposite of what gardeners know as flourishing. You know, this my plant is flourishing. No, it's languishing. A lot of people have been languishing through this.
Yes,
now, I don't
yes.
want to run out of time without giving you the chance, if you'd like, to tell me a dream, give me a dream report, and let me play guide for you. Would you like to do that?
Okay, that'd be great. This is recent, a couple weeks ago, but this is the one I want to share. And the prelude is I was awake in the middle of the night, which is not totally uncommon, but this night I was just like, oh, come on, I want to go back to sleep, and I asked for a dream, nothing in particular, and this is what happened. I see a freestanding fire, and I don't know the source of the fire. I can't see where the fire is coming from. And a voice just says to me, become the fire. And I feel a slight fear as I shift into fire. Because I see trees nearby and I don't want to harm anything. But I am heat. I am bright. I'm constantly moving and I contain shifting, dancing colors. And just as I'm starting to enjoy this, I hear, become the water. Momentary shock. Wait, water extinguishes fire. What will become of me? And before I can get any further, I become the water. And now I'm flowing, rippling, moving. I am full of life. I contain life. I give life. I fit into places where others cannot go. And I hear, become earth. And now I'm rich soil. I am sand. I'm bright heat at the center. I'm full of life, and I'm connected with fire and water, and I carry the air within the surface. I'm living, and I'm full of living creatures. I have lots of nutrients for all of life, and I transform the rudiments of death. And I hear, become the air. And then I'm everywhere. I flow, and I relate to the movement of the waters and the clouds. And I can be fierce, as we all can be. And I can tenderly caress your cheek. I support life. I dance through the leaves of trees. I am invisible. And I am real. That's my dream.
Wow. Well, it is, for all of us, a great meditation. And what I'm going to ask you to do with this dream is not to go through a series of questions and feedback, but I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to say to you, if it's my dream, if it's my vision, I want to share it with other people so I can bring them inside it, claiming the elementary powers just as I was given them in the vision. So after the break, so we have time not to be interrupted, I'm going to ask you to do that. I'm going to ask you to lead this as a meditation for anybody listening to us so that they can become fire, water, earth, and air. That's the order you named them. I paused at the end of your narration, a very powerful narration, because I was waiting to see whether we got to something else, whether we got to spirit or the heart. But the four elements is pretty, it's good stuff to play with, and of course it evokes.
wonderful meditations in which we are invited again to the St. Patrick's breastplate, the Celtic Lorica, which you know well as I do, which has many levels of content, but one of them is a part in which we evoke, the person saying it evokes the powers of heaven and earth, the elemental powers, and has them on hand to guide the journey of life. So what we're going to do, and we're looking forward to the treat, is we're going to ask Carol, after the break, to guide us on a meditation directly inspired by her dream of becoming one with four elementary powers. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll be back to do that after the break.
All your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait. Don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We just had Carol Davis tell the wonderful, beautiful vision of becoming fire, becoming water, becoming earth, becoming air. Carol, I didn't ask you the question we always ask about dreams and visions, so I'll do it now. How did you feel after this middle-of-the-night dream vision?
After this dream, because I went back to sleep, and this was a sleep dream, I felt, when I awakened, I felt a sense of peace, and it led me into deep prayer where I felt like I actually journaled, I am all in all. I am with the One. I felt united with everything, with all of life, and I wanted to bless all of life.
Well, that is a wonderful statement, which perhaps you could fold into the meditation I've asked you to lead. Maybe you could invite us to say with you those words, I am all in all, and the rest of it, at the end of the meditation. Would you like to do that? Would you like to take us into the experience of becoming fire, becoming water, and so on?
Sure, I would be glad to. It'd be an honor and a privilege. Okay. So, here we are, relaxing into this and going into the dreaming. And see a fire. A fire is standing there. The source of the fire is not visible. And a voice instructs, become the fire. You may have many feelings. Just attend to them. What are your feelings? Become the fire. Be heat. Bright. Moving. Shifting. Dancing colors. And then hear the words, the invitation, the call. Become the water. What? What will happen? Ah. Flowing. Become the water. Rippling. Moving. Full of life. Containing life, giving life, flowing into places where others cannot go. You can flow. Become earth, rich soil. Sand, heat at the center, more life connected with fire and water and carrying the air within the surface. Become earth, living, full of living creatures, full of nutrients, capable of transforming the rudiments of death. Become the air. Be everywhere. Flowing, relating to the movements of the waters and the clouds. You can be fierce and tenderly caress a cheek. Become the air and support life. Dance through the leaves of trees. Be invisible and real. Be all in all with the one.
Wow, that is so beautiful, Carol. So powerful, so fiery, so watery, so loamy, so windy, thank you. And as you spoke, I remembered yet another oracle. I remembered the oracle of Dodona, which is an oak tree oracle, an oak grove sacred to both god and goddess. And there's a mystery in the stories of what happened there, and the mystery is this. It brings up your fire and water. The mystery is that there is a fire taken to the water, to the sacred spring, fire that has gone out, fire of a candle, fire of a torch, something like that, and somehow fire is reignited by being dipped in the water of the sacred spring. It's inexplicable if you're just looking at documents and figuring out how things work in ordinary reality. But there's a mystery there that evokes, perhaps, or resonates with the mystery of the elements that you just gave us. So you took us into deep and profound territory. All right, I think we have to pause for our final break. You're listening to Way of the Dream with Robert Moss. We'll be back basically to say dream on in a moment.
All your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer of webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait. Don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978. Since ancient times, indigenous people from every culture have used their dreams to help interpret their lives, the world around them, and the future. Now you can tap into this indigenous wisdom with Robert Moss's workshops and classes, all designed to help you learn more about you and your connection to the dream world. If you're interested in finding out about how to host a class or workshop in your area, email Robert at robert@mossdreams.com. Or to find out about Robert's ongoing schedule of classes and workshops offered worldwide, visit his website, mossdreams.com.
Robert Moss has a collection of books, audio, video, and DVD products that will help you bring the creative and healing gift of dreams into your everyday life. Revitalize your work and relationships and journey to the furthest reaches of your imagination. These books are tools that everyone can use to begin or enhance active dreaming in their lives. Visit mossdreams.com. That's mossdreams.com. MOSSDREAMS.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Become fire, become water, become earth, become air, be all in all. Thanks so much to Carol Davis for guiding us through that deep meditation which connects us with the elemental powers and with spirit beyond all of the four directions. Thank you for sharing so much of yourself, your dreaming, your divine cause, Carol, and for all the gifts you bring.
My privilege, an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
All right, to everybody, may your best dreams come true, and may you remember them.
Amen.